AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump told a rally tonight in Greenville, North Carolina, that Hillary Clinton's handling of private emails while Secretary of State disqualifies her to serve as president.
If she applied for a low-level job at the State Department today, just a low-level job, she couldn't even get a security clearance based on what she's done. Her conduct is disqualifying.
Trump says his own temperament is his single greatest asset and not the national security danger that Clinton portrays. As a presidential candidate, Clinton told a rally in Tampa, Florida, that Trump has disrespected a Gold Star family and has also been bad for veterans as a businessman.
His companies, Trump companies, have fired veterans because they had to take time off to fulfill their military commitments.
It was a cold case confession that brought almost everyone in a Minnesota courtroom to tears today.
Danny Heinrich stood in federal court in Minneapolis and recounted October 22, 1989, the day he abducted, sexually assaulted, and killed 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling near St. Joseph, Minnesota. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lugar.
We will all ask many times, why? And there is no good answer.
Jacob's mother, Patty Wetterling.
It's incredibly painful to know his last days, last hours, last minutes.
Heinrich agreed to plead guilty to federal child pornography charges and lead authorities to the boy's remains in exchange for the state not pursuing murder and other charges. I'm Tim McGuire.
A man has pleaded guilty to murder and 10 other charges in a 2013 attack at Los Angeles International Airport that killed a federal airport screening officer and wounded 3 people. This is AP Radio News. On hot days, everyone wants to stay cool. But AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports a new study questions whether electric fans keep older people cooler.
An experiment suggests electric fans may make older adults hotter, not cooler, during triple-digit heat because they don't sweat as much. 8 seniors sat for 2 hours in a 107-degree chamber with a 16-inch electric fan one day and without the fan on another. Their heart rates and temperatures rose slightly with the fans. Researchers say that may be because age-related changes make seniors sweat less, so fans may just move hot air over their skin rather than cool them off. The authors caution the results are not clear-cut. The study is in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
An Australian man has died after a large shark attacked him while he was kite surfing in New Caledonia, a French island territory in the Pacific Ocean. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.